Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm John Belmont, and here are today's top local stories. With the New York City budget hemorrhaging billions of dollars during the pandemic, Mayor de Blasio has just announced he's saving more money by furloughing all 495 staffers in the mayor's office, including himself. They'll take 5 days off between next month and next spring, and he'll stay on the job without pay.
So I'm announcing that as of October 1st, every mayor's office employee will be taking a furlough. And that obviously includes myself. This is something I want to be clear about. Everyone will be taking a week's furlough.
The mayor says he has to do something because he doesn't expect the federal government to come through with a second stimulus package this year. And state lawmakers have not yet approved more borrowing power for the city. These furloughs include not only the mayor, but First Lady Shirlane McCray. All in all, the unpaid leaves will cut 12% from the mayor's office budget. We're getting closer to the first day of school in New York City. It's still set for next Monday. An online orientation for remote learning students gets underway today. Many teachers are still not sold, saying they don't think the school system's portal is going to be ready for all the students. Turning to blended learning, students who opt to return to schools in-person part-time are no longer being guaranteed live instruction on the days they're learning remotely from home. This last-minute change is aimed at easing a massive staffing shortage at New York City schools. The mayor also talking about that at his briefing this morning.
We're starting on Monday. We've said repeatedly, it will not be a perfect start. We'll be making a lot of adjustments in the weeks after we begin to continue to improve things. But the important reality here is to say we're going to start by providing the best education possible in person, the best education possible remotely. We're going to keep making improvements as we go along.
Meantime, PS 131 in Nitmas Park had to be shut down for at least 24 hours after a second COVID case was confirmed among educational staff. Over a four-day span, the DOE says there will be no snow days in New York City public schools this coming year, as the city is forced to squeeze in as many days of instruction as possible to meet state education requirements. Governor Cuomo loves to fish, and he's become personally involved in helping marine life off Long Island. He announced that Wells Fargo has donated some old rail cars to be used to create an artificial reef 3 miles offshore from Point Lookout in Jones Beach. Cuomo unveils the project on Long Island. He says it will help the shoreline, it'll help tourism, the quality of life, and according to the governor and a lot of other people, fishing is a big deal. Former Mayor Rudy Giuliani and Republican leaders are announcing a 2-year plan to bring New York City back from the pandemic. The proposal will seek to address the increase in shootings in the city, homelessness, and quality of life issues. Giuliani wants to see 9,000 more NYPD officers. Mayor de Blasio says Giuliani is out of touch with reality. At one Long Island school, keeping classes and classrooms safe has fallen on the kids.
Samantha's a parent who has a 14-year-old who attends John Glenn High in Elwood. Her daughter came home after their first day of school Monday and told her mom they have to wipe down the desk every time they go to 8 different classes, not knowing the student who cleaned it before you. Samantha says this makes no sense when the school is open only 2 days a week for safety.
So if you're going to have children cleaning it up, you might as well open the school for 5 days a week then, because clearly all these protocols that you claim are going on aren't really either in place or not so necessary then.
Her daughter also spoke with us, jumping in to say something else is missing.
Is there's like no hand sanitizer anywhere or anything?
There's
like,
not?
Really, there isn't. My art class, yeah, but that's just because like it's like the default, like, oh, like yeah, have some like hand sanitizer if you want.
Really? They supposedly said they were putting...
I haven't seen any of those.
Now, 1010 Winds also got a response from the New York State Health Department. They say schools ultimately responsible for all cleaning protocols, but having students wipe down a desk, quote, can hurt. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds on Long Island.
An explosive story out of Astoria, Queens, where the NYPD bomb squad and FBI are looking at a potential bomb-making materials discovered inside a house that caught fire.
This all began when the FDNY was called here to this house on 19th Street near Astoria Park around 2 in the afternoon yesterday. When they arrived, they were met by the first floor tenant, who they describe as an emotionally disturbed person, identified as 37-year-old Marak Squires. He had burns on his hands and was taken to the hospital. Now, after they got the fire out, the landlord found a crate with materials to make a bomb, including ammonium nitrate and even wicks for fuses. Here's the NYPD's John Miller.
The chemicals separately are what they are, but taken together, they could assemble an explosive device.
The FBI and NYPD searching the house all night as neighbors watched.
Right. Now it's getting, you know, a little scary around here. I don't know, you know, what the circumstances were.
Now I'm going to be afraid to come down here.
Now, Squires, who has been arrested before for domestic violence, we're told now has been charged with reckless endangerment. He remains hospitalized. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here in Astoria.
City Controller Scott Stringer is sounding the alarm about unsafe conditions at city animal care centers. He says many of the abandoned pets and strays in there suffer from respiratory diseases, have to eat expired food, and are forced to live in dirty kennels. Of course, caring people adopting these animals would help them. Stringer says until we find them forever homes, we have an obligation to provide safe conditions, adequate food and medical treatment to the 20,000 animals in the city's care. Cops are looking for a woman caught on camera chucking a bottle at a jogger and shouting a racial slur in Queens last month. The NYPD has released surveillance video on the August 17th noon attack near 53rd Place and Broadway in Woodside. The footage shows a white woman walking down the sidewalk. Suddenly, a black woman jogs into the frame, yells something, and then throws a bottle at the other woman, who was not hurt. The Hate Crimes Task Force is investigating and would appreciate any calls to Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.